BBC Three Counties Radio, 19 minutes past two. And this month is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. To mark this, Tessa Guy is here in the studio today. Tessa survived breast cancer and, having come out the other side, has launched In Mind, In Body to help other people suffering with cancer. Tessa, forgive me, having read the notes, having tried to get my head around it, I'm trying to quite literally get my head around this notion of how the mind helps with dealing with something like cancer. And you quote a number of sportsmen and sportswomen who use visualizations to improve their performance. And we have 70,000 thoughts a day, of which most are negative. I get all of that. How, with something like cancer, surely if it's going to kill you, it will. Or am I being harsh?
Nick, yes, I mean, ultimately, we're all going to die, whether it's from cancer or something else. In Mind and Body, I started In Mind and Body to give people hope on their journey, because so often a diagnosis is so stressful. Your life is in danger. And because we dwell so much on the negative side, on the negative thoughts, that has a very big impact on our immune system.
It's interesting.
Our thought process, so every single thought, has a physical, chemical, and neurological impact on our bodies. And our memories are stored not just in our brains, but in every single cell of the body.
I get that. That I get.
So continuously thinking in a negative way about what's going to happen, about the side effects of the treatment, also the impact that it's going to have on your family, whether you're going to keep your job, all those sorts of things, becomes very stressful.
I guess what I was trying to get my head around is this notion, and by the way, I get the positive thinking, I genuinely do, particularly the people around you as well, but this notion of visualization, what are you visualizing in order to change the way that you perceive something?
The guided visualization, which is what we do, taps into the alpha brain waves. Our conscious thoughts, our everyday beta thoughts, tend to be very stressful. So the guided visualization, so it takes you on an imaginary multi-sensory adventure, something that you enjoy doing. So it really lifts the depression, lifts the anxiety, and the mind doesn't know the difference between what's real and what's imagined. And this is why the power of visualization is so good.
So is this the kind of thing that many of us will have had where, for example, you've had a voice saying, you know, imagine yourself in a place that you really enjoy, imagine yourself in a place where you feel very relaxed, you're walking through it, and almost as a meditation.
Yes, it is. It's quite similar to that. Yes. All the scripts are written by hypnotherapists, so they do take you down and bring you back up from the meditation. But the thought processing, coming into those alpha thoughts, relaxes the body, switches on the relaxation response, gets away from our fight-flight mode, and allows the immune system to do its job.
You see, what makes sense now from what you're saying is, of course, if we are stressed, then the speed at which we can perhaps not always heal, but at least get into some form of transient recovery is going to be slowed down. We all know that stress stops us from being well. So you're suggesting, from what I'm understanding, that by managing that stress, by managing those cortisol levels, the adrenaline and all of those bad chemicals that wind us up, we're actually giving ourselves a chance to, in the case of cancer, actually fight the cancer, find the space to fight the cancer.
That's right. It's switching off those conscious thoughts that we just repeat and repeat day after day, the same things. So this, you can't think something positive and negative at the same time. So we're changing.
Oh, I could probably challenge you on that.
That immediate, that now point, you can only do, you can either go one way or the other.
Okay.
So we are getting you into that positive frame of mind, allowing you to do something that you enjoy.
When you were diagnosed with breast cancer yourself, were you already aware of these visualization and these meditational techniques?
No, Nick, I have to be absolutely honest, I wasn't. I was somebody who was very black and white in my approach to medicine. I would always go down the conventional route. I didn't believe in holistic treatments or anything of that form. I wouldn't dismiss them, but they just weren't for me. However, with my cancer diagnosis, it was completely out of the blue. I didn't have any family history of early breast cancer. I was a personal fitness trainer, so I always exercised. I had a very good diet. I'd never smoked. I do drink, but, you know, not excessively.
You were as low risk as low risk can be, weren't you?
As low risk as can be. And I then started, during my chemotherapy, when I couldn't do anything. There were days when I would just lie in bed. I began to look at those self-help books, all those little bits of information that people throw towards you. And out popped the word stress, time and time again. And for me, you know, what is stress? Stress can only be a thought process based on past beliefs, past experiences. And that for me was the key, was that I was actually very emotionally stressed. And it was time to change my thinking.
It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We're talking to Tessa Guy. Tessa's from Marlow. We'll chat to Tessa more after the news here on BBC Three Counties Radio about her journey, especially her journey post-diagnosis. She was well into her fourth round of chemotherapy before she realised that she had to change the way she was thinking about things. And here she is, 4 years later, in full remission and looking very, very well in the studio. Travel next after this. It's Oasis, Half the World Away. Tessa Guy in the studio. Tessa talking to me. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We're talking about Tessa's journey, which you were saying, Tessa, you really weren't the kind of person to believe in alternative therapies. You were very black and white, straight down the line. This is how things work. This is how they don't work. You were then diagnosed with breast cancer. And it wasn't until you were sort of three or four rounds of chemotherapy down, was it, before you started to see things a little bit differently?
That's right, Nick. I'd started asking myself why I thought I had cancer. And for me, it very much came up with the concept of stress, emotional stress. And I went to a fabulous breast cancer charity called The Haven at Fulham Broadway. And they offer a huge variety of alternative support with your treatment. And it was there that I did some emotional healing sessions.
And what does that involve?
Well, it's quite odd, actually, but you go back into the past, and it's to do with kinesiology, actually, and she taps.
I don't know what that is.
She taps. Oh, no, I can't tell you exactly what it is either, but it's starting to understand our inner selves, our how the mind, the body, and the spirit work together, and it's tapping into those conscious thoughts and into our subconscious minds. And seeing what's there and releasing emotional issues that we've perhaps been hanging on to.
There's a line in the document you sent me that said, into my fourth chemotherapy treatment with no hair, minus a breast, lacking a number of my toe and fingernails, a boil on my head, a septic Hickman line in my chest. Have I said that right? Septic Hickman?
Yep.
An aching from limb to limb. I chose to believe I could create a brighter future.
Yes.
That's coming back from a long way.
That was... Yes, Nick, it was unfortunately... at the time, my marriage was falling apart, and I realised that I had to take some big steps. That I had a choice: I could either let the cancer
beat you,
beat me, or I could change my thinking and believe that I could make a difference. I could take myself out of this situation and create a brighter future. So, sort of visualising it right from that point. That I could get to where I wanted to was very helpful.
Ultimately, what cured your cancer, do you think? Insofar
ultimately,
as
ultimately, I had to have the I do believe have the mastectomy because it was the cancer was spread all over the breast
and the chemo
and had gone into my lymph glands. So yes, I needed those, but it's now for me being aware of how I think and my total approach to life is much more a can-do approach than I can't do this because of X, Y, and Z. I much more look at where we are now and not worry about the past, not worry about the future, but concentrate on today and have that positive focus in whatever I do.
And how are you channeling that in mind and body?
In mind and body has been such a vision. Initially, I was going to do, as a personal trainer, a DVD on exercise. Then a client of mine pointed out that his wife was going through cancer, unable to exercise, although she would have loved to exercise, and how was I going to help her? And that's where the concept of visualization came in, to help people right at the beginning. And I've just held on to that thought that in mind and body is going to work. And which is so fantastic is that we've just launched the Virtual Wellness Club on inmindandbody.com. And the membership is $19.95 for the year. All our MP3s are accessible from there. And we want to build a whole library of different activities. We've got scuba diver coming out, fly fishing.
Is it solely for people who have cancer?
No, Nick. At the moment, it appears to be, but that's where my story came from. But ideally, it can help anybody with MS, ME. And the most interesting part is there's lots of research done on people with spinal injuries, and to show that if they visualise as well as have the physiotherapy, their recovery rate is much faster. So the MP3s are there to be enjoyed by anybody who's unable to exercise.
To anybody who goes to your website and sees that there's a $19.95 membership, do they have a way of trying before they buy?
Yes, Nick, there are a couple of free MP3s there. Take a walk and a downhill skiing, so they'll have a feel for what...
You say downhill skiing?
Downhill skiing.
Oh.
And but the membership side then adds, we've got nutritional tips, psychologists' tips. I would say trips instead of tips. We also have, we're looking for other organisations in the area who support people with cancer, that we, you know, we build a community together so that there's a focal point for people to get that extra support. We're not an alternative to cancer treatment at all, but guided visualisation has been proven to help people and improve responses to conventional treatment.
And I get it. I get why it does. So the website is www.inmindinbody, so not and body, inmindinbody.com. $19.95 if you want to sign up for the MP3s and all the various bits of information and join the journey that Tessa's on. And Tessa, you're now 4 years in, so one more year and then they'll strike you off the list, won't they?
They will indeed, yeah. Can't wait.
Well, I hope that you get to that fifth year. I'm sure you will. You look very, very well indeed.
And, thank you, Nick.
Congratulate you on your business. In Mind In Body, do seek it out, inmindinbody.com. Come.